Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What can God do in the life of a Hispanic boy who witnessed his brother's best friend brutally murdered? Yasser Mauricio was raised as a pastor's kid in El Salvador. He departed from faith after moving to the United States at 12 years old. But God reset his life. My friend, today, is that a longing in your heart? Do you wish, do you yearn for the opportunity to reset your life? That God would give you an opportunity to push that reset button? Well, Yasser can share more about that. But we pause at the beginning of our program to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Yeah, reset. Well, Yasser experienced what it means to be loved by God. And you, dear one, are loved by God. God loves you so much. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who touched Yasser Mauricio, reaches out to you, stretches his arms open wide to reset your life. Would you open your heart to Christ? Would you let him take all that brokenness and bring restoration that is available in Jesus? That is our hope. It's our prayer that you respond indeed to the message that Jesus Christ is calling you. Yasser Mauricio, while he's a passionate young evangelist reaching his generation with the gospel of Christ, he's an associate evangelist for Pulse under the leadership of Nick Hall. He lives in Minneapolis and is pursuing a degree in political science. Yasser will be joining us, but before we talk with Yasser, listen to this special video presentation. Hear the story, and we'll fill in the back end when we come back.
My name is Yasser Azael Mauricio Chicon. I'm born in El Salvador. My dad is actually a pastor. In El Salvador, there's a problem with the gangs. You know, there's other kids, young teenagers, that are without a purpose. So at the age of 12, there was a drive-by shooting at my house. Seeing my brother's best friend die in front of me, 21 shots all over his body, his face totally destroyed. There were shots right next to me on the wall. Seeing that our life was threatened, we were forced to make a decision and come to the United States. We didn't have a house, we didn't have a car, we didn't have anything. Literally, all we had is like our bag. Me and my family were living in the shed. We would go inside of somebody's house to use the bathroom and, you know, come back out and live in the shed. I even made a video saying that there's really no American dream. I was so mad at God. I didn't understand it. I was like, why? What did we do so wrong? After that, I was like, I'm just gonna beat myself. I'm just gonna not going to care about God anymore. I'm just going to forget about him. But I tried, you know, women, I tried partying, I tried alcohol, I tried all those things. And then I got to a realization, was like, is this it? Is this life? Because it sucks. This really, really sucks if this is life. I told God, if you can do something with me, here I am, do it. I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of being who I'm not. I'm tired of girls. I'm tired of everything. Do something with me. And then he started working in my life. I went to a concert in D.C. And when Nick got up there and he stood up and he was saying, you know, God, I screw you with a purpose. God is going to do something amazing in your life. God needs us all. And I heard about Reset, and I was like, I don't know much about it, but all I know is I need to be part of this. And then I went to Winter Jam in Reading, PA. I told him about what I dreamed to be, Hagerstown Reset. And I don't know for what reason he believed in me. I don't know what he saw in me or anything, but he believed me. He was like, oh, I wanna pray for you. He said, write me your information and I'll contact you. 2 months passed and I get a call from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So he's like, Yasser, next week we're gonna have a Unite at Minneapolis, Unite NDOP. Would you like to come? I can have you fly here next Thursday. And I was like, this is real life, you know, is this really happening to me, because I don't deserve it.
And so tonight we want to invite you to experience this reset. I'm going to invite my friend Yasser to come up here right now. This is a 20-year-old young man. He's from Hagerstown, came all the way here tonight, praying for revival. He's dreaming of people in his city this summer coming and experiencing Jesus.
After he got done speaking, he said, I want God to use you the same way he has used me. I want you to impact people on a greater level than I have. And he prayed over me. And it was a life-changing moment. Literally, a life-changing moment. So we start having Reset events here in Hagerstown. I didn't know how I was going to get the money. I didn't know how I was going to get the people. I didn't know anything. But all I knew is I had a big God. And he called me, so he must be with me. We had an event. It was only 12 people. The next one was 50. The next one was 75. And I don't know how, but November 2nd, 1,300 people came to the event. 200 people gave their lives to Jesus, and it was just like, you know, there are plenty of better speakers than me, there are plenty better people, more qualified, but I have made myself available and believed like a kid, believing him that he can do something with this Hispanic boy. That's it.
Yasser, welcome to our show, brother.
Thank you so much.
Describe the emptiness you felt when you turned away from God.
Yeah. I just want to start by saying thank you so much for this amazing opportunity that you allowed me to be part of this incredible show that has impacted so many lives. Mm-hmm. And it's truly an honor. But to answer your question, it was really empty. I mean, there was a God-sized hole in my heart, and I tried to keep on fulfilling it with just things, you know, all the things that tells you that the society culture tells you that will satisfy try to fulfill those desires, of trying to fulfill by with you know, relationships, trying to fulfill it with popularity, or even sports, or partying, substances, you know. It was just a never-ending hole that I kept pouring on all these things, but it was never satisfying. It was at the point that I was depressed, and I even had suicidal thoughts when I asked God that to come through. Like, I told him, if you're real, I need you to show me, because I don't find purpose, or there's no point for me living. So it was, I don't know, it was depressing. It was just a very lonely place, even though I was surrounded by people, even though I was surrounded by my friends and girls and all these other stuff. It was very empty and lonely.
What did your parents say or do mm-hmm. when they saw you going through this very challenging time, being lost?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, you only get like 5 minutes of it was like a 2-hour interview at that time, but they only put like 5-minute video. But in this, one of the things, my dad actually went back to El Salvador when I was like 15 years old to plant churches in El Salvador in Argentina. And that's when I kind of went more wild, because I didn't have that father figure, that man that can, like, you know, kind of look out after me. And because my mom had to kind of provide for me and my sister, she was working double jobs, you know, so, and I, she wasn't really at the house. And then I started working and I had my own money. So it was my dad, after he left, we lost communication, me and him. Like, I would not want to talk to him or get on the phone with him, or, you know. With my mom, she would just pray for me. She would just cry, and when I wasn't home at night, and she would just pray that I was okay. She would try to call me. But, you know, and she tried to tell me what to do, right? But there's just a point that I didn't want to listen anymore, and I just wanted to do my own thing. And yeah, but my parents were hurting for sure, and but they never ceased to pray for me, which I'm so thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a mother's, father's prayer, praying for their son. You know, Yasser, today someone listening is a mother, is a father, is a parent who's praying for a child that is... it seems to have gone away. One could even go away while still living at home. You could be in the room next door, but you've gone away. You're detached. Yeah. When we come back from our break, Yasser, I'd like for you to share your reflections on how you feel, or how you see the Lord using those feelings of emptiness to help you relate with others in your generation. You see, dear friend, as we hear Yasser share heart to heart with us, as we listen to his story, there is a point of relatability that God has graciously gifted each of us to have. And the irony of it all is that it's often not in the greatest times of our life. Sure, people can relate with good times, the great joys and successes. But there's a universal reality of people feeling lonely and in pain and empty. And I wonder if you feel a tinge of that today. And if you do, the Lord sends Yasser Mauricio to bring hope in Jesus. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Disoriented, disenchanted, disequilibrated, confused, lost. Well, all these can describe Yasser Mauricio. He grew up in El Salvador, was born and raised there, and came to America at the age of 12. And right around that time, well, he went through a period where he was dislodged in his faith. And today, he is being used mightily by God as a proclamation evangelist, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through the ministry of, well, you can find out more about him and Nick Hall at pulsemovement.com. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thanks for joining us. You can get this program in its entirety as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Yasser, how did the Lord use, you know, those feelings of emptiness that you experienced to help you relate with others in your generation?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question. God has an amazing thoughts for us, and thoughts for good. Actually, growing up being a pastor's kid, I would listen to a lot of pastors or evangelists that would come to my dad's church, and they would have this amazing testimony. And me growing up, you know, I was like, oh, man, I have no testimony. I need to go build one. But it just, you know, to that I would say it's not necessary. I think the greatest testimony is faithfulness. I think it's so easy to go after what the world says, and everybody does that. What's hard and what is difficult and what's a great testimony is being faithful and remaining faithful to God in the good and the bad times. God definitely used, you know, he's not going to let anything go to waste. So all my experiences, God has been able to use it for the good. And you know, I've spoken to thousands upon thousands of young people And they see two things. One, what not to do and how not to be. For those that have not done it, what I've done. And the second thing is like, to the ones that God has been able to give me the ability to relate, that they feel there's a safe area. And after I'm done speaking, almost every place, young people come to me and we have a heart-to-heart conversation about where they're at. And, you know, a lot of them can relate to me and praise God for that. And, you know, because only the Holy Spirit can do that. And through that, I've been able to see healing and restoration in families, fathers, sons, as well as just that restoration and of their lives, a reset in their lives. And yeah, it's been incredible, just story after story of how God has used my brokenness and my emptiness to bring light and be the light to others. So,
what is the heart message when you speak?
What is the heart matter?
The heart message.
Message
that you share when you speak.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the message is around always the person of Jesus, regardless of whether I speak specifically about Jesus or not. But I would say the message, I mean, is to proclaim the good news. And for me, what good news means is just the fact that there's hope, that this life is not over. It doesn't matter where anyone is at. Doesn't matter if it's a financial crisis, spiritual crisis, relational crisis, or whether you think you don't need Jesus, that the good news is still apply to all of us. And so every time I get up there and I speak with people, I hope that the heart of the message is the good news. And that might sound a little cliche. A lot of people, he speaks the good news, but, I mean, when we talk about Jesus, the hope that he has given us, the new opportunity to come to know him, come the fullness of Christ, like that, there's no better news than that. And it doesn't matter where we stand or where we are in life and what social class do we come to or what is our net worth. The reality is that it's good for all. And I hope that young people can see that the God not done with them, that God wants to use them, that God has a plan and a purpose for their lives, for his grander purpose, and that the devil tried to steal and destroy them, but that doesn't matter because the Father already sent his Son and already purchased them, you know, with the blood of Christ, and God at the end will triumph. You know, we're fighting from a place of victory. We're fighting from knowing that our Father already won. So
Yasser, let's say someone is listening and they don't really have any real background about faith or Christianity. So sometimes when we talk, we use a lot of spiritual language, Christian language. Some people call it Christianese language.
We do, yeah.
But what would you say to someone, even, and you mentioned a person like this, someone who doesn't even feel they need God. Someone may be listening right now. And with that same attitude, they might not even know why they're listening to this show. But what would you say to someone like that, communicating the message that you shared with thousands of people?
Yeah, I mean, I used to tell people I was agnostic and, you know, I'm not a Christian, but that I believe in some higher power out there, but I just didn't know what it was. The reason why I never claimed to be an atheist is because I knew there was something out there. I knew God. At that time, I didn't want to acknowledge him, but I knew God was present. And I'll tell you this, I've experienced, you know, all this, the good things that, of life. I had a scholarship to play soccer and I was going for aerospace engineering. I want to make a lot of money, and I had what you know, like I said, society tells you that you will be happy and you will be satisfied if you have a good job, if you have a good career, you have a good family, and you're a good person. And I consider myself to be a good person. But at the end of the day, when I was alone, when the party was over, when the high was done, when the girls were gone, when it was just me by myself in the room and no one else, that's the moment that I knew I was lonely and empty. And even though I tried, you know, I tried to do all these things, it was a never-ending cycle. So I would say if somebody is struggling with, or maybe they feel like they don't need God, I would say, well, to remember those times, because we've all had them. My friends have had them. All the people, the young people that I talk with, we all have them. We have the times where, you know, when everything's over, when the show's over, and no one sees us in our rooms by ourselves. That's what matters, right? The happiness and fulfillment. To have that at all times, not only when people like you or people or you feel loved, but at all times, even when nobody sees you. So, yeah, I would just emphasize that. And if you're agnostic or even atheist, I would say God, we can try to explain it, and there's amazing resources like Dr. Hugh Ross and many, many others that have done an incredible work about proving the existence of God through science, and which is incredible. But at the end of the day, it is by faith that we shall see God. And faith requires belief and trust, even if you don't see, even if you don't, if you can't touch. But I'm telling you that God will come through. If you open your heart and you ask Him, He answers. So
today, my friend, as you hear Yasser Mauricio share, he shares in such a heartfelt way.
And with wisdom beyond his years.
Through his story, his life experience, do you sense in a very fresh way, through the simplicity of a testimony, the simple message of God's love and the call of Jesus for you, aside from or maybe beyond, not negating or ignoring questions and wanting answers. Those things are all very important. But a call to you personally, in spite of, in the midst of, in spite of confusion, in the midst of a hardened heart, as you go through tough times in life, even your own resistance, the Lord gently touches you. And He sends our dear friend Yasser to share. When we come back, He'll share more. Stay with us. We'll be back heart to heart with you.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, now I want you to put this in your file. Don't just leave it there, but check out PulseMovement.com. PulseMovement.com. I've got my two fingers on my pulse here, feeling it a little bit, just as a mnemonic device. You can imagine that. PulseMovement.com. You can find out more about Nick Hall and Associate Evangelist Yasser Mauricio. He's our guest today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. It's a blessing to have you with us today. Hey, before our break, Yasser was sharing heart-to-heart his story and, communicating the message of the gospel with someone who maybe today, as you listen, you may feel like, well, I don't even know if I really believe the gospel. I don't even know if I need to hear the gospel or even if I need God. And if that's you, and perhaps you don't even really know why you're listening to this show, sometimes things don't make sense in that way, but I believe God sent him here to speak with you with a message of gentleness and a message of hope. Yasser Mauricio. Yasser, what drew you? You know, there was that pulse event that you, when you heard God speak to you through Nick Hall. What drew you to that event?
Yeah, actually, what drew me was my brother-in-law. Yeah, I was just didn't want to go, and at the time he was not my brother-in-law. He wanted to go out with my sister, so he drew me in. I said, God has a funny sense of humor. I thought he liked me because of me, but he liked because of my sister. So, So we went to this concert in D.C. I never heard about Nick Hall before, and we went, and when Nick got up there and he was talking about reset, which is coming back to the original purpose of why God created you, why you were created. So he just talked about the reset. In a way that I never heard it before. And then he talked about how in 2016 they were going to fill up the mall of Washington, D.C. with hundreds of thousands of people. And out of nowhere, my heart was drawn to this message. And I was just like the Lord was commissioning me in a way. To do something, to do my part. And right there and then I was like, God wrecked me at that event and at that concert. And I had an encounter with Jesus right there and then, the Holy Spirit. And then after that, I remember telling my sister and my brother-in-law, I was like, we're going to do reset events in our community in Hagerstown. And we're going to get a ton of young people to come and be part of these events.
Now, this is in Maryland, Hagerstown, yeah, Maryland, yeah. Right? Okay.
Yep. And, yeah, they were like, okay, somebody's a little crazy, you know. they didn't believe me, or, you know, maybe they thought it was a little bit of energy after the concert or whatever. But, no, it was something that stuck with me. And then I gathered a couple of my friends that somehow they trusted me. And we set out to do these events.
And it went from 12 to 1,300, mm-hmm. Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, over what time span?
A period of 6 months. So, yeah, the first one, I tell young people all the time, I'm like, you don't have to have the right resources. If you have the passion, that's all you need. If God has called you and you got the passion, you don't have to have the right flyers, the right people, the right band, the right, you know, all this stuff, even the right message. That was one of my first times speaking, and man, it was one of the worst messages that you have ever heard, the worst gospel presentation of your life. But, God used it. Over that period of time, we saw over 400 young people committed their lives to Jesus over those 6 months. And, it grew from, like, 12. The first one, not even my mom showed up, you know. And it's like, Mom, you knew the time, you know. Still working through that.
Mom, you've been praying for this, and now I'm going to speak, so please.
Then the next one, 50, then it was 75, then it's 100, then it was 300. And the last one I had was 1,300 people, so.
Yasser, are you able to share with us a little bit about where the resources did come from? I know it was from God, but, I mean, did businesses step forward, or how did it happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the first time doing an event, had no idea how to do one.
Right.
Nor what was the right thing to do, or the politics of the church, right? I didn't know nothing. So I literally just, we gathered a few friends. And we're like, let's do some events, collective events, and gather a band. And by the way, the 12 that came, five of them were in the band. So only 7 people showed up.
I know you counted yourself too in that 12, right?
Yeah, I did count myself in it. So maybe like 6.
I love
like
this.
Six. The first one, we just like asked, I asked my pastor at the time, I was like, can we do an event here for young people? And he's like, well, talk to your youth pastor, maybe your youth pastor wants, if he supports it, that's fine, but I'm like, I don't want to get involved in it. You know, recent Christian, maybe I'll say something wrong in my theology, you know? So I talked with my youth pastor, and I explained all what I was feeling God was leading me to. He was like, yes, that's fine. So he let me use the room. The first one. And then all my friends were a little depressed. Man, only like 6 people showed up. But then we're like, no, let's press. Let's continue to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the next month, I asked again my pastor, my youth pastor, if we could do it again at the church. And then he's like, okay. And then like 50 showed up. And then we asked, you know, we want to do a big one for like, we're thinking at that time, maybe like 5,000 people or like a couple thousands of people. And people gave, I mean, these young people gave money towards that. And then the next one, we did it at another church of the area. And then we did it at a high school. And then we did it in different places. And the way it was funded, I tried to, most of it was funded from the students, from the young people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I tried to go after businesses, and I got a lot of coupons and discounts. By the way, if you need some, let me know. I'll send you some. I think I still have some of those. But
you got a lot of those, huh?
Yeah, I definitely did. But, you know, I went out there and asked, and there's a business in Hagerstown, the Honda dealership. Gave me some money, kind of believed in me, and so through that, couple people that believed in us. My mama made her give some money towards that, and I put a lot of my money into it. And, you know, I thank God we were able to rent sound and stuff. And literally, I mean, if I tell you, the day of the event, that we had 1,300 people, we needed about $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have them. We didn't have them. Everybody already gave, had way more than they should have. And we were all like thin. And I was just like, God, like, am I going to have to take a loan to pay for this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't take the glory and leave me all the debt, you know? yeah, help me out. So, I mean, like, we are, I'm telling you, the offering, I knew it wasn't enough. I promise you, I knew it wasn't enough. Then at the end, we do the math. Somehow we miscounted, and not only we were able to pay for everything, but we had like $300 extra, and it was just like a God thing. And then we used that money to like take the team and go celebrate at a burger place and just give glory to God for what we have seen in our community. So.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Yasser, these stories are extremely powerful because you stepped out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And young people stood with you. They gave, they sacrificed. They went even through a little disappointment when 6 people or 12 people or, you know, 50 people. It doesn't seem very impressive in the minds of others, but they remain faithful to God, faithful to the calling, faithful to you
yeah.
as a friend, and believing that the Lord had called you and them, and of course, they as well, being a part of this movement, and now as a part of Pulse Movement. By the way, you can find out more about Nick Hall and Yasser at PulseMovement.com. Yeah, so when we come back from our break, we've talked about the message of the gospel. We've talked about sharing Christ and people making a decision for Jesus and how transforming it has been for you. Perhaps today, when we come back from our break, you could share the message in the simple way that an evangelist will share. I want you to have your time to do that. Speak to the heart of a precious listener who's searching, seeking for God, and lead them as the Lord would lead you by His power. Direct them to Jesus. Invite them to come to Christ. Lead them in a prayer. Guide them. So when we come back, can we do that, Yasser? I'm going to turn it back over to
Absolutely.
You, to your brother,
yes.
to share your heart with our listener today. My friend, you're listening to the Good Life radio program, Yasser Mauricio. Hey, we don't always have an evangelist with us, but we have him with us today by God's grace. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro.
Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So he has a vision to hold Pulse events, these reset events, In his hometown, Hagerstown, Maryland. I'm talking about Yazir Mauricio. He starts the first event, there's 12 people. And then the next time, there's 50. Well, a few events down the road, there's 1,300 people and several hundred collectively come to faith in Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and Yazir Mauricio. A proclamation evangelist is with us today. Proclamation, said, well, that sounds quite fancy. What is it? Well, he proclaims. He preaches or shares in large gatherings the message of Christ. Well, today it's more of a heart-to-heart just with you, dear one. And by the way, to find out more, you can go to pulsemovement.com and get this program in its entirety as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. But before our break, I had mentioned, maybe today is a moment where your heart is open in a very unique way. Yazir Mauricio, someone is listening. Explain, what is the gospel and how can someone today come to Christ?
Yeah, wow. What a profound yet simple question. And I said, simple in the sense of like God did not make it hard on us. He made it as simple as possible, and that's what we call a simple gospel. There are many beliefs about who Jesus is. You know, Islam, they believe his name was Isa, and he was a prophet, the highest prophet. But yet they deny the divinity of Jesus. Buddhists believe him to be a great man and great teacher. The thought, good values. Jews believe he was a good man. Others believe him to be a heretic. But you know what is interesting is like what matters is not what society says. Doesn't matter what we're taught in school. Doesn't matter what our parents believe. What matters is what do we believe about Jesus and who he is. I love that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus asked to his disciples, but what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? And then Simon Peter answered, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by the flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And so here we have a picture of just Peter claiming who Jesus was. And the reason why it was so significant at that moment is because what we believe about God what we believe about Jesus is how we are going to live our lives, and how, depending the size of our God, depending the size of our Savior, that's the type of life we're going to live. If we live as if Jesus was a good prophet, our lives are going to show that. But if we believe Jesus resurrected from the dead and is alive and reigning next to the Father, then our Savior, our belief in Jesus, and our Christianity is going to be so much more impactful and powerful. What I love about the fact that Simon Peter answered is the fact that later he denied him. After saying, "You are the Christ, you are the Messiah," later on we see a picture of Peter denying Jesus. And I love this picture because it shows us that we, even as Christians and believers, or people that once had faith, can mess up and deny God. But it doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean it ends there. And Jesus comes back and asks Peter, "Do you love me?" He asks him 3 times. And I don't think Jesus was interested in the excuses. Jesus could have asked, "Why did you betray me? I was your leader. You say you love me. You declare I was the Messiah. Why did you do that?" He was not interested in all the excuses that could have come, or all the answers or the why. The only question and answer that matter is, "Do you love me?" Because that's going to determine if he was going to become the apostle and tell people about Jesus to the point of death, or if he was going to be another Judas. So today we're faced with those questions: who is Jesus? And if we do believe Jesus is God and he's the only hope for humanity, the second question is, do you love him? Because that's going to determine where and how we spend eternity. And it's going to determine even how much we impact this earth and how much our lives are meaningful after we're gone. The reason why they left a legacy, it was because their legacy was not based on their merits, but it was based on what Jesus and the Holy Spirit did through them. So if anyone's listening out there, I just want to invite you that this is your day. Don't wait any longer. Don't wait. Like, your best life is ahead. Don't look back. He doesn't care about the mistakes of the past, your relationships, failed relationships, marriages, failed careers, or even about your past mistakes. He's worried about today and the future. So I would encourage you, friend, brother, sister, don't wait any longer. He's waiting for you eagerly to embrace you and to tell you that he loves you. He's been yearning for you to come home.
And someone says, "Yasser, okay, what now? What now? What do I need to do?"
Yeah. What you need to do is say a simple prayer and believe in your heart that he is God, that he died on the cross, he resurrected, and with believing, you believing in the heart and asking for forgiveness, I believe the Holy Spirit will come and invade your life and give you hope and a future and a plan for good, more than you ever knew that he could do, and better than you thought your life could have been.
Lead them in a prayer, Yasser.
Yeah. So let's pray. Like I say, it's a simple gospel. It's not some complicated thing. It's very simple. Said, "Lord Jesus," you could repeat after me. That would be amazing. And that way, it's your word. It's not my words. Something happens when we confess. Say, "Lord Jesus, lead me. I'm tired of living for my own desires. I'm tired of trying to make life and trying to make it day by day. the realities that I need you. Please forgive me. Forgive me for my sins. And today, I choose to follow you to the end of my days. Make me new. Give me a plan and a purpose. The plan and purpose that you can only give. And I will do whatever it takes for your sake, for your gospel. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yasser, when you communicate the message, we've got a couple minutes left. When you communicate the message, whether from a platform or through a reset event, and people come forward, what do you share with them after you lead them in a prayer to put their faith in Christ? What do you say next?
I tell them that it is the best decision they could ever made, and to hold on because they're about to roll, and they just enroll in the best roller coaster of their lives. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard at times. It's going to be challenging. But they're not alone. And he who has called them will be faithful till the end. Mm-hmm. And to just be with excitement and to never waver. You know, it's so easy to be okay with our current Christianity or thinking as spiritual we grow enough, but to never be content with how much that they may continue pushing forward to know mm-hmm. Jesus more clearly every day.
Yasser Mauricio, thank you for your ministry. Thank you for your heart. And thank you for your graciousness. We appreciate you.
A special blessing.
Thank you so much. It was truly an honor, and I believe divine as well.
Dear one, as you've heard, and perhaps today was that day, today, a moment where you make a choice, a conscious decision in your heart, and you said that prayer with Yasser, and go ahead and if that was you, maybe you have a friend that goes to a church that follows Christ. Well, let your friend know. Maybe perhaps your friend has been praying for you, or maybe even sharing with you through the weeks and months and years. You could also email me, Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. Let me know that you made a decision, and I've got churches in different parts of the United States and different parts that I could refer you to. So again, and check out Yasser and Nick Hall at pulsemovement.com. Hey, heartfelt words from Yasser Mauricio, again, pulsemovement.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect, isn't it? And there's no better time than right now. Like Yasser did, share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And open your heart to Christ if you haven't yet done so. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Yasser Mauricio, pulsemovement.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.